Students aren't the only ones cutting class. Financially strapped school districts are too. A survey of school districts shows 62% cut courses to save money. Often it's music, art, and extracurricular activities that get the axe, but business and technical courses have also been dropped, along with language. Teachers say both are needed in a global economy. Former instructor Jim Oakley says Wisconsin needs to teach more foreign language if the U.S. intends to stay competitive.
In China, there are over 200 million students of English. There are only 24,000 Americans studying Chinese at all levels.
For 13 years, the state has set limits on what school districts can raise through property taxes. Teachers say the financial restraints are resulting in a one-dimensional education with an overemphasis on core academics. Christine Hayes is president of the Wisconsin Music Education Association.
Meaningful music programs affect our dropout rate and our attendance. Will more testing entice them to come to school? When's the last time you heard a child say, "Wow, they cut my music classes. I can't wait to go to school tomorrow and prepare for more standardized tests."
A better educated workforce has been the goal of business groups like Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. The group has supported early education, but WMC has also supported spending caps, which teachers contend have negatively affected academics. Education groups say they plan to back election candidates who oppose spending caps. However, educators say it may not be political campaigns, rather global economics, that prompts lawmakers to take a hard look at long-time spending limits on schools. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.